I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. If you thought maybe the weekend would give us all a breather from Wall Street scandals, you thought wrong. We had several developments since Friday, and joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglund. She'll give us the details and tell us what it means for investors. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Madeline.
Tess, first of all, in the mutual fund industry, some resignations?
Elliot Spitzer, the New York Attorney General, is on Capitol Hill today to talk about his ongoing investigation. He's got more fodder than he had even 24 hours ago. Richard Strong, the founder of Strong Mutual Funds, resigned yesterday from his position as board chairman. He and his firm are under investigation for doing trades in a way that benefited him and others at the expense of your average investor. And this morning, the CEO of Putnam Investments also stepped down. They, of course, are already facing federal and state civil fraud charges, and several of the giant public pension funds already pulled all their money out of Putnam accounts because of all this. That company has now lost some $4.5 billion worth of business in just the last week or so.
And who else are the regulators looking at?
Well, this morning, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the SEC and regulators in Massachusetts are about to file similar civil fraud charges against some former brokers at Prudential Investments.
And over at the New York Stock Exchange, aren't we supposed to hear today about some of the reforms they're going to put in place after that big scandal around former Chairman Dick Grasso and his gigantic salary?
Right, yeah. The big board's interim chairman, John Reed, is releasing his proposed reforms today. Some of the details have already leaked out. He wants to separate the jobs of chairman and CEO and also wants to shrink the board. And the SEC is apparently also looking into whether, on top of that huge and controversial salary, Grasso tried to influence trading on the floor of the exchange itself. And the Journal also got its hands on a confidential document put together by the SEC. It's been investigating how the big board operates, and the exchange comes in for some blistering criticism. In fact, the report says more than 2 billion shares have been improperly traded in the last 3 years, costing investors more than $150 million.
So at this point, what are investors supposed to think about putting their money in the stock market? Should we look at mattresses?
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, there are companies that do things right and on the up and up, but unfortunately, all of Wall Street has really been tarred with the scandal brush. And this stuff has been rolling out in a steady stream really since early this year, so the experts say it's going to be up to regulators to put rules in place. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following all these developments, as well as taking a look at how to start a business with your mom and survive.
Okay, thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.
Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.